A remarkable life. The flags at our centres flew at half-mast on the 2nd of April to mark the sad passing of our much-loved former president, Ray Hazan, OBE. It is with great sadness that we announce the passing of our former president, Ray Hazan, on the 2nd of April, aged 78. Ray died peacefully with his sons and his sister by his side. Over his 49 years as a member, Ray made an extraordinary contribution to the charity and is widely regarded as one of the great blind veterans from our history. The flags at both our centres flew at half-mast to mark his passing. Ray joined the charity after an IRA parcel bomb exploded in his hands in 1973 during his second tour of duty in Northern Ireland with the 2nd Battalion, the Royal Anglian Regiment. He was left totally blind and with severe hearing loss, and he also lost his right hand. A fellow officer was killed in the blast. Soon after becoming a member, Ray was inspired by a meeting with Lord Fraser, who at that time had been our chair for more than 50 years. This, and a subsequent stay at our former centre, Pearson House in Brighton, was enough to show him that, despite his disabilities, he could go on to live a full life. After his first son, Jonathan, was born, Ray completed an intense period of training with us and turned his mind to his career. Having grown up in France, he decided to follow in his father's footsteps and become an interpreter. He secured a place at the International School of Interpreting in Mons, Belgium. After some years working as an interpreter in 1977, as well as welcoming his second son Giles, he started working for our charity. His first role was as our assistant public relations officer, working under his longtime friend David Castleton, during which he introduced our talking review. He went on to set up computer, walking and skiing clubs for members. Ray met his second wife, Robbie, through the charity, and they married in 1990. Robbie was by his side in the years that followed in his service to Blind Veterans UK. She passed away 2 years ago. In 2004, he was appointed as president of our charity. He later said, "I still remember, I would always say to myself, 'You're president of St Dunstan's,' as it was such a thrill and an honour. I was immensely proud. Why? Because I owed everything to, and I still do owe everything, to Blind Veterans UK." Ray was awarded with an OBE in 2012 for his services to Blind Veterans UK and the blind community. Then in 2016, he received the prestigious Trustees Award at the Soldiering On Awards in recognition of his contribution to the UK's armed forces community. Standing down as our president in 2017, he spent his final years as a resident of our Brighton Centre. From all at Blind Veterans UK, we wish to say thank you, Ray. Our thoughts are with his family and friends. We will be holding a special memorial service for Ray on the 23rd of June at our Brighton Centre. Anyone who would like to attend should get in touch with our reception team at Brighton on 01273 391400.